The following program contains mature subject matter. Viewer discretion is advised.
And welcome back.
We're back.
On the air.
Let's go.
Welcome to It's a Show, a proud production of Sloan Baxter, Engaging Possibilities.
Do I really care?
I'm GA, and this episode is brought to you by Irish Crack and The Color Green.
Okay.
As is tradition, this is the opening of the show where I beg you to contribute and click your way over to and through It's a Show on Facebook, It's a Show Pod on Twitter, and something on Instagram. We're on Instagram as well now, thanks to G Fark at our Sloan Baxter Toronto office. One of our invaluable hashtags is Grow the Show. That's what we want you to do. Help us grow the show.
Attention, campers.
A couple of shout outs before we get the show officially rolling. One to at Murray Ratslaff. His name even includes the word laugh, so you know this guy's a classic. Full-time husband, dad, pack leader, craft beer consumer, and Calgary Flames fan. Can't all be perfect. In my spare time, I'm a web software developer. That's what it says on Murray's Twitter. And he's had some flattering comments recently for It's a Show Pod. He said, I'm working through your back catalog and just heard episode 21, the Spring Wine Special. Great stuff. Hashtag I should be working. Thanks a lot, Murr. And a huge shout out on the St. Paddy's Day episode to Finn McCool's RD. Unbelievable customer service. Becca over there is the goods. She's amazing. If you want a perfect date night, I was just there for mine. Go to Finn McCool's RD. Check him out on Twitter. At Finn McCools, and that's a weird Finn situation. At F-I-O-N-N, Mac, M-A-C, and they've got Cool built right into their Twitter handle, Cools. All right, now that that's out of the way, let's rip. And I'm going to warn you in advance, this episode jumps around a little bit. There's time-space continuums where I was at Sparky's Inner Sanctum, hanging out with him, having a drink and talking, and then we flash back to It's a Show World HQ with Peaker, who was actually on the phone. It's slightly confusing, but not really. Please get out your bingo cards and markers and follow along at home.
This whole thing's a crapshoot at best.
Crazy people.
Okay, so here we are. Live at Sparky's Sanctuary on Stanhope, GA and Spark, and we're having a nice rum, some of Sparky's rum. I got the spiced, he's got the Cuban.
I've got the Havana Club.
Nice.
Pause.
Sparky just paused for a moment there to open the patio door. So now we got the screen and the fresh air flowing in.
It's a little hot in here.
What time is it? Is it 9:02?
Yeah.
It's 9:02 in the evening and gorgeous out there. I'm wearing shorts. You're wearing shorts.
I don't know how accurate the thermometer is in my digital clock on the wall, but it's been 24 degrees a couple nights.
The elephant in the room. Let's talk about what happened with the girlfriend.
I texted today.
You texted, but you were supposed to phone. Peaker's going to be disappointed.
I feel like I've missed the window of opportunity on the phone. I probably should have. I'm not going to argue with that. I probably should have did the phone thing 6 days ago.
Yeah. You think that would have salvaged what? Where are we at with the texting? Did she text back?
Not to my latest.
Is she like shift working or day, nine to five?
I have no idea.
Okay.
That's why the whole meetup initially was hard to set up. Yeah. When we had a working date, it was because we finally had an opening.
Okay, well,
I think I've left the ball in her court again. I guess I could call, be like, hey, where's that ball? Are you going to throw it back?
I don't even know if we can officially call this an update because nothing happened. It's no date still.
Bonjour.
It's not very Irish of you.
Welcome to Speak Irish Now. This is episode 1, Introductions. If you're following along in your book, this covers lesson 1. Let's begin. Most conversations start with greetings, so that's where we'll start.
Top of the night to you.
That deserves a bell. That was pretty good.
That's not bad, eh?
All right, Peaker, I got my intern Scooby Sway riding shotgun.
Hey.
Nice. It's good.
I'm just looking at the St. Patrick's Party deals and the Liquor Depot flyer. Jameson's Irish Whiskey is on sale for a very respectable price of $24.95.
Whoa.
And they got some on the back page, a toast to Lucky Savings. Magner's Original Irish Cider, $13.95 for a 4-pack. And then on the top right corner, an 8-pack of Guinness in cans for $19.95. I'm a bit of a Guinness snob. I don't drink it out of cans. I don't like it.
What's all duels? Is that the non-alcoholic stuff?
Yeah, we don't talk about O'Doul's on St. Paddy's Day. You have to spit.
Oh, no, but O'Doul's is for the next day.
Let's talk about the next day. Okay, so we are taping this on St. Paddy's Day 2015, and on the weekend, our local pub, Finn McCool's, held St. Practice Day on Saturday, which I thought was pretty cool.
And no matter where you go in the world today, the biggest growing thing in the world today is Irish pubs. They're everywhere. O'Neill's, O'Dwyer's, O'Donnell's, Scruffy Murphy's, Dirty Nanny's. They got shillelaghs on the walls and shamrocks on the wall. They got leprechaun serving. Do you know what makes Irish pubs? Irish people, the humour, the crack, because we talk funny. I admit that, the Irish talk funny. Somebody stopped me coming in tonight. He said, I heard all you Irish people always answer a question by asking another question. I said, who told you that?
You celebrated St. Practice Day Eve, I understand, and went sideways.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened.
Okay, so we had our friends, the Dubs, come up and see us. We actually haven't, you know, I think it was the last time we saw him was a year and a half ago, maybe. And, you know, it's been a long time. So we dipped into some drinks. I went and picked up some margarita mix with some Coronas, and we were mixing up some Bulldog, in case you do you know what that is.
No, I have no idea.
So what you do is you have a margarita in a glass, and then you flip upside down a Corona into that margarita. And it's like a beer mixed with margarita, I guess. And it's delicious. So anyway, so we started dipping into those. And as the night went on and we were drinking that stuff, then we decided, hey, let's just dive into the spiced rum. And so we're like, okay. So we started diving into the spiced rum and we're having drinks and drinks and drinks. And then the tequila shots came.
Oh my God.
And then, yeah, it was a disaster after that, buddy. And then before we knew it, it was 4:30 in the morning. And you know how when you're visiting with somebody, it just time flies. So literally we started at 6 p.m. on Saturday and shut it down at 4:30 on Sunday morning. But the kicker was that my daughter, my oldest, had ringette, her last ringette game happening at 10 a.m. the next day.
Oh my God.
So I'm setting my alarm for 7:30, which was incredibly stupid. I woke up at 7:30 and feeling a little groggy, decided, hey, I'm going to make bacon for everybody.
Oh,
you know, so everybody can wake up to the smell of bacon. So for about 9 hours, I was drinking about three or four different types of alcohol in my stomach. And then I decided to start cooking bacon, which is delicious and smells good on a normal day. But when you're extremely on that edge of being a little hungover, cooking bacon is not such a good idea. And so there I am cooking my bacon at 8:30 in the morning, gagging. My wife came out and she was looking at me and I'd be like, you know, hi, honey. cooking this bacon. I was gagging. I was, every time I took a big whiff of bacon, I was like, bleh.
Okay, we get the idea. Now you're making me sick. Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin, could have been the three or four six packs, I don't know, but look at the mess I'm in. My head's like a football, I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh me, oh my, wasn't that a party? So did you make the ringette game or no?
Well, I did, man. So I left the bacon cooking to Kim. So I got Annalisa up and, you know, I got everything together out the door. We're running late as it is. We have about 5 minutes to get ready. I get her dressed in 5 minutes, you know, all her ringette gear, which is usually takes about 15 minutes. And so I'm like, oh, perfect. There you go. You know, I'm good to kind of hang out in the background and just drink my, you know, Powerade and just watch and kind of be away from the public eye, if you say. But then I end up, the assistant coach ended up not coming. He couldn't make it that day. So then the head coach looks at me and he goes,
oh,
hey,
no,
we need you on the bench. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, dude, it's not a good idea right now for me to be on that bench. And he's like, no, I need you on the bench. Come on. I'm like, oh, okay. So there's like Uncle Drunko, you know what I mean? Like on the bench, cause I guarantee my breath smells like a distillery, you know, and I'm letting kids in and out, but as I'm doing this, I'm trying to like rehydrate, right? And so the stuff I'm drinking is cherry Gatorade or Powerade or something. And it just doesn't have that right taste, you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh boy, this is not going to be good. This is not good. All right, so anyways, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling like, you know, the old water flowing, you know, in your throat, in your mouth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I got that cherry, like that cherry Powerade. I'm sitting there and it's like brewing in my stomach and I could just feel it. I'm like, okay, I'm letting these kids in and out, in and out. And I'm working the door. Like, that's my job. Man, the buzzer goes. Here's my chance. So the kids, they skate out. They go across the ice. They start singing to the parents. I beeline it around to the back, out of sight, and I just let it rip. I just let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah, I let it go, man. It's like, it's coming up, and I'm surprised that nobody heard me, because I was like, it was pretty loud. It was a disaster. Anyway, so I'm done. I'm wiping my mouth. I'm coming around. My eyes are bloodshot. I'm sweating. You know what I mean? Like right after you just throw up. And the girls are all standing there just looking at me like a deer in headlights. And like, what happened? I'm like, nothing. Let's continue on. And after that, it was like, it just went down in history, man. Like the worst hangover. I came home and I went straight to my bed and I slept for about 8 hours after that. And that, and I woke up. And I, you know, when you're hungover and you've been kind of sleeping the whole day and not helping out at home.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Yet, I got that look. And so 2 days later, you know, I should be having green beer right now, but I'm not because I'm still hungover.
Look at the mess I'm in. My hands are like a football. I think I'm going to die. Tell me, me, oh, me, oh, my. Wasn't that a party?
All right, it's GA and Sparky. We're back at Sparky's Conclave, Enclave. We're back at Sparky's Enclave on Stanhope Avenue.
Isn't Conclave something to do with the Pope? The Popal Conclave?
Watch for the smoke.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of smoke, smoke's coming out of my ears because now GFARC in Toronto at Sloan Baxter has us on Instagram. It's a Show is now on Instagram. I was discussing this medium earlier today with a young fella.
Yeah.
And I said, what is it that's so attractive about Instagram? Because to me, it's the only service that you have where you can't blow up the picture. And that's all it is a picture.
Pictures and hashtags and filters.
So Facebook, you can put a filter on Twitter. You can put a filter on Facebook, I think,
yeah,
with an app or
I
something.
Think so, probably.
And then on Instagram, everybody's Instagramming, but then if you see a picture and you want to blow it up, see what they look like really,
you can't
do it. You can heart it if you're an Instagram follower, yeah, which I'm not, and then I get frustrated because I can't heart anything. But now we're on it, and now I got to get on it. More passwords to remember.
I wonder how GFARC, doesn't he sleep? He's never...
Oh, he sleeps all the time. I send him emails first thing in the morning. He never answers me until 1.
He's a night owl.
He's a night owl. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for nothing, GFARC. What else was I going to say? Oh, we're both sitting here, two very manly men, heterosexuals, but we're in shorts and we're very close together. I smell like oranges, and I'm going to admit this right now. For the last 2 days, I've been moisturizing my legs.
I moisturize on the daily. Every day. You got to protect your skin against the cold, well, the dry Alberta.
You know what it is? Air. It's not even about me protecting anything. I'll tell you what it is. Since I got a real job and I got to wear suit, business pants, the business pants are full of the white flakage.
Oh.
All, like, I mean.
Your legs are shedding.
Brutal. Like, not a little bit.
Dead skin.
So
dry
now,
skin.
Dry skin. And now I dry clean these pants and I'm going to wear out the pants with the dry cleaning. Plus, it's expensive. So I'm going, all right. Moisturizing. Then my wife sees me today. I'm sitting next to her. We're watching the Three Musketeers, which is a really good show on Netflix. And she goes, your ear is wrinkled, like horribly.
Your ear?
My ear right here apparently is wrinkled. You see?
Well, I mean.
It has deep grooves. And she goes, what are you doing? Moisturize that.
Is that going to fix it?
Boy.
And we're back.
Hey.
At last check, we were talking about St. Patty's Day, and every St. Patty's Day, I like to give a shout out to my friend Annette Adair. She's Irish, and she works at Claremorris Community Radio in Claremorris, Ireland, and the population there is about 12,000 people. Came all the way from Ireland because she's got relatives around these parts. And when she went back to her radio station, she sent me one of their station shirts in the mail. It's one of my most treasured possessions.
Let's talk about it on Claremorris Community Radio, 94.6 FM.
What's the shirt? Like, what does it say?
It's 94.6 FM Claremorris Community Radio, and they do something on there called The Man Show, and I was listening a bit to The Man Show earlier today, and they got guys like Roderick and Gareth on there and stuff. It's as Irish as it gets. It's awesome.
Like O'Leary.
O'Leary, or like Murphy's.
Well, okay, according to your leprechaun name maker, my leprechaun name is Magic McSpanky.
Magic McSpanky, nice to meet you, sir. I'm going to go on the Facebook and find that so we can get Scooby Sways and mine, too. I can't remember mine.
Yeah, I mean, but how dead on is that?
Yeah.
Magic McSpanky.
I've never heard anything more dead on.
I know.
Hang on one sec. I'm going to go. Here it is. Here it is. Okay. So, Scooby Sway, it's the lucky leprechaun name generator is the first letter of your first name, which is S, and that means you're smiling. And the month you were born, which is March, a smiling pot of gold. How lame was that?
Oh, that's lame, man. No.
You got robbed on the name generator.
It. Yeah.
So I'm
I'm Magic McSpanky.
He loves it so much.
I wish I was as cool as you.
I'm Giddy Cloverhair.
That one's pretty
Giddy
good.
Giddy Cloverhair?
That one's pretty good.
Giddy Cloverhair. Nice to meet you. I like the post I shared before the generator earlier today. I'll be Irish in a few beers.
I've also heard it said you're all ignorant and apathetic people. I said, I don't know and I don't care.
It's a beautiful thing. I wore my Saskatchewan Rough Riders shirt to work today and got hassled.
Yeah, how many times did you get booed? I think I booed you like 3 times.
Yeah, because you're a Bombers fan, and then I had the Stampeders fans all over me. It was terrible.
Green is the color, football is the game.
Intern Scooby Sway has been on the interweb, and he's been looking for Irish stuff. What have you come up with there?
Some interesting facts about beer.
Hit us. Beer. We're always up for beer discussion.
All right. So on a regular day, normally 5.5 million pints of Guinness are sold. But on St. Patrick's Day, it raises up to 13 million.
Tell me on the old night, wasn't that a party?
Beautiful.
Whoa.
You know what? I actually had Guinness. I had 2 pints of Guinness on Friday. And man, going down, there is nothing sweeter, nothing finer. The next day, however.
Oh, I know.
It's a good cleansing. Okay, yeah. What else you got?
St. Patrick wasn't actually Irish, apparently.
Yeah, he was Chinese.
Yeah.
That's for our Chinese listeners. Hey, by the way, have you checked the stats on the Chinese listeners?
I haven't. You want me to?
Yes, that would be grand. Okay, now what else we got? What nationality were they then?
Well, there's a lot of contention, I guess. So he's either Scottish or Roman British.
So he came to Ireland and then he drove all the snakes out.
Yeah.
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me. You fool, you fool.
Yeah, that's his big thing. What else you got, Scoob?
Nothing yet.
On the topic of beer, did you see what, you were tweeting with Sparky, and you were throwing me under the bus for text landlining you again, allegedly.
You have one saved message.
Probably on the right phone, but that is what you get when I don't know what phone to reach you at. Nobody leaves voicemails anymore, it's 2015, but this is me leaving a voicemail, heading home after a day at the grocery store, and class. Sparky out.
End of message.
It's not a day if I don't get a text landline message.
Shut up. We saw this Stitch pic of all these beautiful pics of this Molson Canadian Olympic fridge autographed by Olympians. What?
That thing was on commercials, dude.
I know.
That thing was on that commercial.
How did he win this?
And he has it. How does he even have, he didn't even say anything. Like, he doesn't.
The whole last episode doesn't bring it up, and he's had it.
No, no one.
And then he blames me because I don't give him whatever chance to talk, whatever. I'm going to try something that's never been tried before. Okay, get ready to get your mind blown. I'm doing a three-way call. We got a 40% chance he's going to see my number and actually pick it up. Are you still there? Miles. Peaker.
Uh-oh.
How do I get him off hold?
Leave a message.
Peaker, can you hear this? Spark, it's Peaker and GA. Pick up the phone. We're doing a three-way call. This is amazing.
It's hot.
Okay, now I gotta. Right now. I'm gonna hang up. So I might hang up on you, Miles, because I don't know how to hang up without hanging up on both of you. What do I do? Okay, are you still there?
Nope. Nope.
Hey.
Well, that kind of worked.
Kinda.
Scooby Sway, what else you got?
Apparently, St. Patrick originally wore blue.
What? How did they change to green? Because of the clover?
Yeah, probably because of the clover.
Yeah. Do you have anything for parenting with Peaker? Or was the throwing up in the garbage can at the ringette game your parenting tips?
Well, that was a proud parent moment, I can tell you that right now. Let's talk about cartoons. And kids, it's time to put the earmuffs on. Uncle Miles is going to lose it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, parenting with Peaker.
Hello. So we want to talk about cartoons, okay? With the cartoons that our kids watch these days. There is one cartoon out there that drives me nuts, and it should be banned from TV everywhere. And it's called, okay, everybody, kids, earmuffs, here we go. It's the most annoying cartoon there is because it promotes whining. And the name of this cartoon is called Caillou. If you've ever heard of Caillou or if you've ever watched this cartoon, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It is the worst influenced f***ing cartoon that could ever put on your child, because your child, after watching this cartoon, turns around and becomes a whiny baby. And it's absolutely, absolutely annoying. And it's the worst cartoon, worst influencer ever that you could ever show your kid. It's
next
horrible.
To Dora the Explorer.
Nuh-uh. Oh. I'll fight you on that one.
No, Dora the Explorer with that backpack kid, that drove me mental.
I've learned more Spanish from Dora the Explorer.
Her high voice was driving me to drink.
I've learned more Spanish
swipe
from...
Swipe or no swipe.
Oh, swipe or no swiping.
No. You know which cartoon I'm talking about, though? The Caillou
one? Oh, yeah.
The kid's bald.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just a little sh. That's what he is. And I hate it. And I woke up to it the other day.
Oh, no.
And my youngest... is sitting there just glued. And you know what? It's funny because the kids just get sucked into this, watching this kid. Oh, mom. Oh, dad. Oh, you know, my cat is over there. You know, and that's how he sounds. It is absolutely stupid. I have written letters to the show to tell them, stop making your fucking kid so whiny. It is stupid.
Oh, you're going to give me a heart attack. You know,
back when we were watching cartoons, at least we freaking... they were funny as shit. You know what I mean? Like, they were funny, or it was positive or whatever. Now the cartoons are so lame that, like, for instance, watching a cartoon like Caillou, it turns them into soft, whiny babies. And I, like, that cartoon should not be on the f***ing air. I'm telling you, it's stupid.
You've been listening to Parenting with Peaker.
All right, late breaking revelation. You love the Instagram. Why didn't you say that 10 minutes ago?
I love Instagram, and I don't...
Why? What's to love?
You know...
there's nothing to love.
Filters make my pictures look that much cooler, but more so, I don't do it for the likes, or the hearts, as you call them. You know, if you hashtag right, you can get randoms liking your photo. I don't do it for the likes. I do it for me to make things look cooler, and then I can go back and look... and be like, oh yeah, I remember that happened. It's almost like a scrapbook, a digital scrapbook, without all the work of a real scrapbook.
Have you ever heard of Facebook? Facebook, every year they give me a picture album. They give me my life and pictures on Facebook.
I know.
And I didn't even ask.
I think...
I just get it.
I could be wrong, but I think Facebook owns Instagram. I could be wrong. Someone...
yeah, someone owns someone Instagram.
Owns
Google,
someone.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it might be Google. You're right. So anyway, is there a point? No.
There's
is
no
it
point.
Fun? And it's like Snapchat. Do you Snapchat?
I am highly against Snapchat because it's used to bully people.
Oh, that's no good.
And you can't prove it because it gets deleted.
Use it for good children.
Listen to me.
Yeah, don't stuff.
Don't do that. Your beloved Eskimos, starting the season soon.
I cannot wait. The countdown to June is on. I, again, for like the third year in a row, have to miss the home opener. Be at Craven in Regina or near Regina.
Oh, that's terrible. Going to a 4-day drink fest.
It's funny you talk about football because I think the NFL is doing some big trades and whatnot over the last couple days. But yeah, I'm really pumped up for the CFL. I mean, the Eskimos, they made all the way to the West Final last year. I did not see that coming. If you would have said they would have made that happen, I would have laughed at your face. But I got my season tickets renewed. I cannot wait for that package. You know, the goodie package? That's gonna.
What are you getting in the goodie package?
Any day now, I think.
No, what's in it?
Oh, you get your, you either get your printed tickets or your scan card, whatever you want. You get magnets, you get stickers, you know.
Magnets and stickers, yay! It's
a fun season package.
Oh, the Eskimos, they're blowing the whole wad there on that and the stickers.
I need to get a flag. This is the season. This is the year that I get a flag on one of those long like poles that I can be like, yeah, flag time.
That guy. You're gonna be that guy.
I'll just use
you
it
will so
only on touchdowns.
And all the Ryder fans go to a Commonwealth, then you're gonna be in the wing.
Oh, the Ryder fans are the worst.
I take exception to that. And now we're gonna play the Ryder song.
Green is the color, football is the game.
You've been listening to It's a Show, and we really hope you enjoyed our slightly St. Patrick's Day edition with one of our favorite features, Ranting with Beaker. And after the taping of this show, a Facebook posting came out that we shared all over the planet that clearly states that Beaker is not the only one who has a huge problem with that bald head cartoon kid. Another postscript from this session involves my beautiful Mac computer, which I'd like to drive over with my truck 1,000 times to kill all the bytes that aren't dead already. Oh, please help us grow the show so we can get a new computer for GA so he doesn't snap out and lose it again. Sorry you had to witness that, intern Scooby Sway. Don't forget, sharing is caring on Facebook, It's a Show Podcast. On Twitter, It's a Show Pod, Instagram, whatever the heck that is. We're on there too. Have a great, safe week, and remember, God bless and be good. Not because you always want to, but because you really should.
I remember when Mary Lou said, "You want to walk me home from school?" Well, I said, "Yes, I do." She said, "I don't have to go right home, and I would kind of like to be alone, son, if you would." I said, "Me too." And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said, "What you wanna do?" I got silly and found a frog in the water by a hollow log, and I shook it at her and I said, "This frog's for you." And she said, "I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me, you fool, fool." Like I wanna be loved by you. Well, I think of that girl from time to time. I call her up when I got a dime. I say, "Hello, baby." She said, "Ain't you cool?" I said, "Do you remember when, and would you like to get together again?" She said, "I see you after school." I was shy and so for a while, most of my love was touching smiles. But she said, "Come on over here." I was nervous as you might guess, still looking for something to slip down her dress. But she said, "Let's make it perfectly clear." I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me, you fool, you fool. I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me, like I wanna be loved by you.